the year is wrapping up, and I am so grateful to have the chance, the possibility to have created magic even in this 2021. No matter what was happening out there in the world, and I'm so grateful for my growth as an individual, as a woman. I'm so grateful for my purpose, and you guys have supported me, and how you supported me, it's simply by receiving my guidance and receiving my knowledge and showing me and literally telling me how useful my words was to you. You know, because words are powerful, and once you can listen to something, right? You can hear somebody talking about certain things, but you also have to apply that into your life. And we don't always want to apply what other people say, because not everybody is credible. Not everybody may say things that are beneficial to us rather than just on a superficial level. And to be able to be myself fully, unapologetically who I am, my better self, and you know, to be able to enter your space, enter your mind, your spirit, your energy, and be accepted by you, and you putting that energy to work into your life and benefit from it. Trust me, it is the greatest things that a human being can do. And like me, there's many other starseed, light workers, people that are doing great things in the world. But when I talk about doing great things, I mean walking in your purpose. And I always say that walking in your purpose, it's the most challenging thing, because to be able to really do what you are meant to be doing, it takes sacrifices. It takes a lot from you, and that can be very uncomfortable. But if you believe in your purpose, if you believe that this is bigger than you, right? And you keep focusing and doing what you're supposed to be doing, trust me and believe me, the universe is already working out everything for you, you know? And I am just so very grateful to be in this space where I feel myself as I have grown so, so much. But because I was willing to let go of certain things, and I have been willing to surrender and to really stop forcing certain things. And not that I was, of course, forcing things, but, you know, I guess it comes natural sometimes. You wish for certain things to happen in your life at a certain time and in a certain moment. And I've questioned myself so many times, but I have the ability to recenter myself. And again, God showed me this year how great it is and how great I am through Him, you know? And God showed me and taught me even more and strengthened my faith in myself, my confidence. And I had many breakdowns this year, many mental breakdowns, you know? I didn't want to get emotional, but I had many times where, and you know, the emotional that I feel when I talk about certain things, it's not just me, because I know that many of you have felt exactly the same thing. And you know, life can be very, very challenging, and I know life has been challenging you as well. But I want to tell you again to really take the good, because you have the choice to choose and to see the greatness of yourself. You know, we have made it this far, and you think it was not easy. You know, people don't really know what goes on behind closed doors. We may look good, post the good pictures and stuff like that, but you don't really know mentally, spiritually, what is truly happening to that individual. And I'm not saying this because, you know, we want to be victim. No, but it's the reality, you know. And to be able to receive so much strength in the midst of everything, and to gain courage and be more abundant during these times that, I repeat, they can be very challenging mentally, because there is really so much going on, you know. And when everything goes silent and quiet, your mind starts really go places, your mind goes back in the past, and you kind of review those traumatic moments, these traumatic situations, the challenges of your childhood, and the things that have happened during your adulthood. You know, it can be very, very challenging to deal with all these things. And also, you know, being part of living in this very moment in life where, you know, things are changing, things have changed, and to be able to push yourself through in the midst of it all, well done. Really well done to me, well done to you. I am proud of myself and I'm proud of you, and we need to be very grateful that we are here. That God pushed us through, and this should be your testimony. And one day you can say, I've been in a pandemic, it's been challenging, but I made it through it. I don't know how I did it, but I made it through it. You know, I didn't let the outer world affect what God has for me. I didn't let the outer world, fear and darkness, get into me. And you should be proud of yourself, because by this you can see how powerful you are and how important it is to constantly work on your consciousness, on your mindset. And really, your mind and your thoughts do define your present moment. And you only have the power and the choice to put yourself in the light. And, you know, I think sometimes we fall too much into distractions because we don't really want to face, we don't have the courage and the skills and the ability and the discipline to face the truth of who we are, the truth of reality, of life. We know we rather hide behind those expectations that we have, or the idea of this life that we are living, which is truly an illusion. And I really feel like this year has been very intense emotionally for many of us. And for those who have already started a journey into healing and see themselves for who they truly are, it has been spectacular. I am so grateful because I have learned so much. I have seen so much. I have felt so much more. And I feel so amazing, so powerful, so strong in every way possible, because I am accepting everything. I'm not fighting anything. I'm just accepting everything. But mind you, when I say I'm accepting everything, I'm not talking about accepting the bare minimum and just accepting everything that gets thrown in my face, but I'm accepting everything that I cannot control. And I just let everything be. And I'm letting myself be. I'm letting myself be unapologetically myself. I'm allowing myself to be and indulge in this very present moment and see the beauty in everything. I'm allowing myself to be in touch with my childhood. And I've healed my childhood self. That is something that it took me many years to do. And I've always tried to do it, but it had always been very hard, because to look back at your younger self and going back into those places and feeling those emotions that has caused you so much pain, and somehow it affected certain stages of your adulthood. There's anger, there's resentment towards the people that were supposed to protect you and love you. And so much trying to understand why certain things happened to you. And, you know, nobody deserves to, no child, no kids deserve to go through things that are just so harmful for your spirit. But at the same time, if I have never experienced certain things in my childhood, I would have never been able to use that as my power. Like, I feel like I have made the choice to change all these things and to make it my greatness. And that's why I am who I am today. And by reflecting on these and accepting that, I have come to the stage of healing and seeing my little self, my younger self, walking towards my higher self, hand by hand. And now, together, we are moving up, moving forward, moving above and beyond. And I want to encourage you to do the same. I want to encourage you to take time for yourself, self-reflection and self-therapy should be your priority in 2022. Your goals in 2022 is to deal with yourself. Deal with yourself. Deal with your behavior, your traumas, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about your life, with your purpose, and take advantage of the fact that you don't know where you're going. I know that sounds crazy, but when you truly open your arms to the unknown and you're willing to go into the unknown, knowing that everything is working out for your highest good and you don't really have to control the things that you cannot control. Believe me. And I'm telling you this because I'm experiencing this. I will never tell you something that I have never experienced, and you guys know. You know this because I always tell you, like, I would never talk on things that I don't know about, I've never experienced. Like, I don't understand people that wants to give a relationship advice, but they've never really been in relationship. I don't understand people that wants to give you life advice, but they've never really experienced life to a certain level where you can tell people about life. I just don't understand people that will talk on things that they've never experienced, but they wants to give you advice on it. Like, no, get out of my face. You know what I'm saying? So I really want you to experience yourself, experience life, and understand that everything that is happening and everything that has happened, it's for a bigger picture. And I'm telling you, once you surrender and you open yourself to the unknown and you really let life unfold, you will set yourself free from any expectation, any attachment. And when you release attachment, when you release expectations and you fully surrender and you trust your path, believe me, you will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. You'll be surprised and you will be amazed of how wonderful life it is already by itself without you having to intervene and try to fix it. There are certain things that you can control that could be minor, but the major, you can control yourself. You can control your growth. You can control your mindset. You can control your thinking. You can control your view on things. You can control your words. You can, because you can constantly work on yourself. You know, working on yourself is not a 9-to-5 job. It's not a temp position. It's not a contract for just a certain amount of time. Working on yourself is constantly. And if that's what you wish to do, if you wish to see more, if you know that there's better, there's much more about you, there's much more about God, there's much more about life, there's much more about this reality, this illusion that we have been bathing in for decades, if you are willing to come out of it and start walking and thinking with your own mind, actually start thinking with God's mind. God is your mind. You are not your mind. God is your mind. Because when we are our mind, the darkness infects our mind with words and images and thoughts that are not beneficial to our higher growth. It's not in our nature. But when you let God, when I say let God lead you, I mean let God implement, come into your mindset and let God be your mindset. So when I say let God walk with you, I mean let God speak to you. Let God invade your mindset. Let God wisdom take over you. Because through wisdom, through the knowledge, you will set yourself free, and not just yourself, because this is bigger than me. It's bigger than you. You will set your whole family free, the whole past generation and the new generation. It is a brave thing to live in your truth. It's a brave thing to do, you know? And in life, you have to be brave. Because there are so many different things coming against you, coming against the thinking of mind of God, you know, that you constantly need to have this foundation, which is your divine given gift of having that divine wisdom and protection within you and therefore around you. You know, I know that some people rather just indulge in other things because it can be boring to listen to people talk about deep stuff. Oh, I don't want to hear it. Well, this podcast is not for you. Okay? You can go ahead and do your other things. But this is me. This is my podcast. I don't talk about gossip. I don't care about what the celebrities are doing, who they are married with, how much money they are making. I don't really care about any of those things. I care about delivering the messages and the truth that you need to hear, because God needs you to hear it. You need to hear the truth. You need to feel the truth. You need to truly understand who you are. You need to stop living like you are nothing. Because that's a lie. The devil is a liar. You have to dive in deep into who you truly are. Because if you do not do that, it's going to be very hard for you moving forward, because the world, the earth, the humanity is going and is about to face more challenges. Naturally, physically, spiritually, there's going to be more challenges. And how you're going to defeat, how you're going to rise above it all, if firstly you don't have a solid foundation, which is your mind, divine thought, God divine thought. And when I talk about God, I repeat, God has nothing to do with religion. Nothing. Absolutely nothing to do with that. God is God, okay? God is not attached to any religion. You don't have to be part. You don't have to be Christian to believe in God. You don't have to be Muslim or whatever. It doesn't matter. God is real. And you know this because you are alive. And there are many things that are in this world that we cannot see, and you may not be able to feel. But believe me, if you truly open your eyes, you will see many things, and that you will be very scared, so scared that you would rather not see it. And that's the reality of what we're living right now. A lot of people, they rather not see the truth because it's very scary, and it makes you feel like you have been living a lie this whole time, which we have. And also, you start to realize that you have the choice, that the choice was never on somebody else's, but it was on you. And the moment you understand that, you started to feel shit about yourself. Because you start asking yourself uncomfortable questions, and the answers that you may give to yourself are not going to be pleasing to your ego. But we are not here to please our ego. What we're trying to do is to destroy our ego. We don't need it. What you need is knowledge. Knowledge is your weapon. Knowledge is your power in everything. You have a mind. Your brain is just there. Your brain is not your mind. Your brain contains your mind, but it's just like your body is containing your soul, your spirit, but you are not your brain. Do you understand? And you have to be very mindful of the words that you speak to yourself and others and onto your life, because even the language that we are speaking, it's a language of many spells. And you have no idea you're saying certain things thinking that, oh, it's fun or it's just a joke. But you have no idea what is that doing to your spirit and to your life and to your mindset. You need to start walking in spirit and stop walking as a flesh, because this body was not given to you to adore or to put on a pedestal as a priority. Your body has been given to you to experience this earthly life. But you are not that. That's why when we move on to the next stage of our journey, right, this body does not come with you. Because it was never meant to be for you or you, right? You are much more than that. And you need to start to get in touch with who you are. Okay, she's not saying I'm much more than that. What does that mean? Go ahead and find out. Like I found out for myself. I will never tell you what to do. because we all have our own specific, unique journey and purpose. It's not my place to tell you what you need to do, but I can advise you. I can tell you what can work out. You know what I mean? But ultimately, you have the choice because you are free. You can do what you please. You are free. You can do what you please. You can say what you please. But I am making you aware of the fact that if you say certain things, these are the consequences that you're going to have. If you move in a certain way, these are the consequences that you're going to experience. And also, my job is to speak about life, speak about who we are in a higher dimensional state. And I know for a fact that you desire to know more about life. There is no way that coming to everything that is happening, you still are in your own little box and you don't want to get out of it. There is no way. There is no way. There is no growth if you don't do that. There is no evolution. And your job here is to evolve, is to really understand what is life is all about. What life is all about. What is this experience all about? And I need you to really understand the impact that you have on a major scale on this earth, in this lifetime. Because you do have a great impact. And that could be positive or negative. Again, it's your choice. Because now everybody, you know, people are trying to make you feel like you don't have a choice. But I'm telling you, you have a choice. You are a free human being. God gave you the freedom and nobody can take that away from you. You are not here to bow down to no man, but only to God. And if you bow down to any man, and if you're putting the willing of God after the willing of any man, then you will forever live in this limbo of darkness. And that's the truth. You will never get out of it. Because there is no man, no woman on this earth that can lead you to salvation and to true freedom but God. God is the and the only highest intelligence, highest love, highest of anything, the greatest light, the greater creator of all times to come that has passed and that it is now. And I repeat, when I talk about God, I'm talking about God as the intelligence, the wisdom, the thought, because that's who God is. Before God created the earth, he thought of creating the earth. So his thought then became the reality. God is the thought. So when you don't think about God as it is in a religious way, because I repeat, God has nothing to do with religion. We are living in timings where the consciousness, the pure consciousness of God is really shaking humanity. And right now, you have been given one last chance. One last chance to really understand and overstand who you are and what is your purpose and what you are here to do. You're not here to be scrolling on Instagram 24/7. You're not here to adore any other being and put other people's, you know, any other celebrity on pedestal, or splurging your money in giving away your wealth to those who already have wealth or richness, I may say, because a rich man doesn't mean that he's wealthy. Wealth is different from richness. Okay, so that's number one. You're not a puppet. You're not a number. You're not a payslip number. You're not a code. You are a spirit from a high dimension that was birthed from the only highest intelligence, the only highest wisdom, the greatest light of all lights, the purest of the pure. And when you fully immerse in your true state of being and you start to see yourself from a higher dimension and you remember who you are, then nothing can come against you. Nothing can stop you. And you will continue to prosper. Even in the midst of pandemic, a war, army, military, whatever it is. Because you know that you are spirit. They can capture your body, but they cannot capture your soul. And a soul that cannot be captured belongs to God. So I want to wrap up the 2021 with this message. Start to live and walk in spirit. See yourself as a beautiful shining light. Forget about you having two arms, two legs, two eyes. See yourself in a higher dimension. See yourself like you see these celebrities. Right? These people that you applaud so much that you're like, oh my God. Yeah. See yourself like that. Focus. Vow to yourself that 2022, moving forward, 2023, 2024, it's about me working on me. It's about me giving to me, but I'm not talking about that in an ego perspective, but as a soul, as a spirit, as your purpose, me as you, God, right? You are much more, much, much more than your body, than your looks, than your possessions. You are much more than that. And if you are complaining about what is happening right now in the world and you wonder how can you contribute positively into the world, that's what you need to be doing. Working on yourself, healing your childhood, heal your adulthood, heal your family line. Gain knowledge, gain power. And knowing that you are only here to stand up for yourself and never fold. If you fold, you are not willing to walk in the truth and you don't give a damn about yourself, about your life, about your freedom, about your rights. You don't give a damn. So you cannot complain. Because you are actually contributing to the opposite. So you can stand over there. But for everybody else's that are saying, no, I am standing up for who I am. This is not how we're supposed to live. This is not right. And I know that I can do something about it. And I'm going to do something about it. Then you can sit with us. The more we are, the more together we come. Forget about races. Forget about cultures. Let's all come together as spirit, as higher being that comes from the higher source, higher intelligence, and let's really contribute to the evolutions of this, of the humanity, of the planet in a positive way. And I also want to thank you guys so much for your support in 2021. I think this was the year where my podcast have seen a massive growth. And I'm never somebody that looks at numbers or I am thinking I should do my podcast at this time because, calculating all these things. I don't even know who's listening to my podcast. I am even surprised when people message me, email me, write to me and stuff like that. I'm like, I had no idea, literally no idea. And when I receive certain emails from some, I have no idea, right? I just let my spirit lead me. And I didn't even post many talks this year like maybe I may have done other years. But it doesn't matter. It's not the quantity, it's the quality. And I think the quality is constantly improving. And my growth has been very steady. I think this is the very first time in my life that I've been able to do something and being consistent with it, because that's what I love to do. I love to talk. I love knowledge. I love wisdom. I love God. I love myself. I love life. I love people. I love humanity because I know who we truly are. And I can see humanity from a perspective of divine beings. Of course, there are witches around us. Of course, there are negative energies around us, but they are not from God. So I'm not even paying attention to that. But I'm paying attention to how great humanity is. And I feel like, wow, if I've been able to rise above it all, like how I did it through my knowledge and all these things, we can all do it. We can all do it. But I was willing to, and I made that conscious choice. Nobody forced me. Nobody forced me. But the feeling of uncomfortability that I had, the constant questions of my existence, or what life is about, who God is about, why these things are happening, or why these things are not happening, why these things are happening in the world. I've questioned myself on so many things. Always since I was a child, and my questioning of so many things is I always question myself on everything, because if I don't question myself on certain things and I just go ahead with what other people are saying, I would have never been the individual. I would never have this knowledge that I have right now, and I know that by questioning yourself, like I've said before, by questioning yourself, right, you are now opening up yourself to the truth, because we are living a life where so many things have been taught by who does not care for your evolution, who does not care for your well-being, spiritually, physically, and mentally. The only entity that truly cares about you is God. And that's on that. There is nothing else to add. Nobody cares about you like God do. Nobody cares about you like that. You think that these people care about you? They don't. They really don't. And you shouldn't feel bad about it, but we cannot even expect them to care for us. Why they should care for us? Why do you need other people to care for you when God cares for you? Why do you need other people to love you when God loves you? Why do you need other people to direct your life when God already created you. The life God created you because he wanted you here. He was thinking about you. He was thinking to create this great being, this amazing being that reflected and that could co-create with him on this planet. And here he gave life to you. Even your own parents are not your real parents. These are human beings just like you that God used so you can be here in this shape or form. But they're not even your real parents. You know, people come and go. Your mother, your dad, your sisters, your brothers, your cousin, your grandma, your grandpa, your boyfriend, your husband, your side chick, your left chick, whatever it is, they will leave this world just like you will. So we are all temporary in this lifetime. But your soul is connected only to God. That is the infinite, eternal being. So if you are not walking with God, who are you walking with? That's it for the last episode of Life Coaching with Sheena 2021. Again, thank you all so much. Thank you to my listeners around the world, in the States, in Australia, in London, in Spain, in France, in Italy, whatever you are. I want to thank you all so much for your support. Again, check out my Instagram page, life_coach_Sheena. And also, I am one of the top mentors on Wisdom app. So feel free to follow me there, where I host talks usually every Saturday on different topics, and they are live. So feel free to join me there. And also, if you wish to stay in touch with me, or you want to write to me, or you want to sponsored or anything else in regards to my life coaching, feel free to email me. My email is lifecoachsheena@outlook.com. I repeat, lifecoachsheena@outlook.com. I wish you all an amazing 2022. I pray that you continue to evolve. I pray that you can start to and learn to see yourself from a higher dimension, higher perspective. And I pray that you can become the greater magnet that you were meant to be, to attract greater things in your life, because you are worthy and deserve it to live a great life, to live in wealth, to live in health. You are worthy of experiencing the best that this life could possibly offer to you. But remember, the choice is only yours. And I want to wish you, your household, your family, great health, great abundance, and happy healing. And I will see you in 2022. God bless you all. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Again, for all the love. Thank you, Spotify. Thank you, Anchor FM. Thank you to all my listeners. Thank you to all my supporters and my friends and family. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. God bless you. This is the last episode of Life Coaching with Sheena 2021. I will see you in a great new year, because 2022, it's going to be epic, phenomenal, amazing. I have no words for it. All praise to the Most High. Thank you, God, because I'll be nothing without you. Thank you, God, for everything. And thank you, guys. Love you. See you in the new year. Peace.